All right, Michelle Pollino joins us live from Hollywood. Michelle, this compounding story of the latest sleaze and more allegations, and I'm starting to feel a little dirty in just talking about some of it because I feel like, have we thrown just even journalistic rules out the book that we will now just report anything that someone says?
That's a good question.
I don't mean to slight anyone who's been victimized, but that doesn't mean that everyone that says they've been victimized has actually been victimized.
You're right.
And but yet it doesn't.
I think there's this. this is such a hard thing because if you are a woman, you grew up in the 70s and 80s as I did. This was behavior that was normal. Okay,
Michelle, right. We just talked about this a little while ago. When was the last time you heard the phrase "cop a feel"? And that was part of the vernacular as you and I were growing up.
Yeah, no, yeah. I mean, if you grew up on the heels of Fast Times at Ridgemont High and you know these movies and like this was part of it. We all knew it was wrong. We all knew it was wrong.
Yeah,
but it was society, right? Society's now changing. Now, a lot of these are recent, and a lot of these are decades old, these allegations, right? So we have to understand that this was norm back then. I'm not saying it was right. It happened to me twice in my 20s, twice. And so, I'm not saying, it did not make me feel good, but as a woman, it was like, okay, shut your mouth, get out of here now.
Yeah.
Like, that was in my head.
Right.
Like, shut your mouth, get out of here now. And never say a word again.
You and I both feel like we got to trip over ourselves to say, you know, we're not saying anything's right. I'm just saying there's nuance in this story.
There is nuance. You're right.
And yet we live in a time where we don't want any nuance. It's just all this or all that. And I feel like this pendulum swings in this country always too far, too far left, too far right. We never stop in the middle for any common sense. I'm just saying not every single one of these allegations is as serious as all of the other allegations. And there is a difference between George H.W. Bush in a wheelchair grabbing someone's fanny and someone being raped. But we don't want to hear that.
I agree with you. I mean, I think the whole Roy Moore, Al Franken thing is a very – I think this is a great place to discuss, right?
Yes.
Because, let's face it, all right. I had an argument with a colleague of mine who's trying to say, put aside Al Franken's behavior and just – say Roy Moore was way more horrible. And the fact is, yes, okay, yes, that is true, okay? But that's not to say that what Al Franken did was not, it's not acceptable anymore.
No, it's not.
It
absolutely isn't. But then the partisanship on this, I spent a week listening to Hannity tell me not to rush to judgment on Roy Moore and that he learned this from Richard Jewell. And then I watched him last night go on a tirade where he's already convicted Al Franken. You can't.
I was amazed at that.
I'm
like, come on.
You can't do that.
I mean, it made me so angry. It made me so angry because I'm like, you're the one that always talks about this deep, divide and this. And I'm like, come on, really?
Yeah, because now we're doing it with
R. Really what you're going to do?
I know, because now it depends on whether you have an R or a D in front of your name, which I think most of America is past that. You got to judge this the same way across the board. And yes, all of these people have their due process. This is, there are no criminal charges in any of this as of yet.
Right.
And there very may well be, and that's fine. At the same time, you can't, the only good that I've seen come out of this recently in a partisanship way is some Democrats at least finally admitting culpability in the way they trashed these women during the Clinton years. I mean, can you imagine James Carville today coming out and doing the $100 bill in a trailer park routine in this atmosphere?
God, I'll never forget that. I just read this Chelsea Clinton or not Chelsea Clinton, Chelsea Handler tweet where she finally says, I apologize to Juanita Broderick for putting out that tweet about, so the tide is turning. Like all the Democrats who were, rushed to Bill Clinton's aid during those years, and Chelsea Handler wasn't even around during those years, but she literally is the first one to put out a tweet when any Republican does anything remotely close to what Bill Clinton is alleged to do. She apologized to her on Twitter the other day for putting out a tweet about Roy Moore, and I'm just like, okay, so now all of a sudden Bill Clinton is getting his day in court on social media.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
it's
interesting, but I would just hope
I'm just glad not to see partisanship go that far. I'm glad to see Democrats finally owning up to their own behavior, because guess what? This reaction right now is due in part because of what happened with Bill Clinton.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt about it. I just hope that we can all treat each other as individuals and treat each one of these things as individuals and learn and be better people. And what was a norm 30 years ago isn't today. And we can all learn from this. And it's not Republican versus Democrat or men versus women that we have evolved. And I think there's some people that say that, that feel like this country's no better today than it ever has been. And I say that's crazy because we have changed as people. 21 years ago when I started doing this radio show, I was openly for gay marriage and it was controversial and you couldn't do it. And you got a lot of grief for being that way. It's not that way today. Things have changed. Women are more powerful today than they've ever been. Do we still have work to do? We always have work to do. But things have changed. And it was. Coppa feel was part of the vernacular and part of the language.
It was. As much as, you hate to admit it, it was.
And it's not today. Does that mean Hollywood's got a lot of work to do? Sure they do. Does Washington, D.C. have a lot of work to do? Sure they do. I guarantee you Al Franken's not the last. When we learned this week that we've paid out $15 million in taxpayer money to settle suits, I guarantee you there's a lot more people walking around Washington, D.C. very nervous right now. We'll see what happens. Michelle, great stuff. Have a great weekend. And we thank you. Michelle Pollino live from Hollywood. Apologize. Got a little behind there on the clock. Love Michelle. She never takes just sort of like a position that's like a cartoon character position of a Democrat or a Republican, right? Or male or female or gay or straight. She's always got her own interesting take on things. Mm-hmm. But I cannot believe the hypocrisy of Republicans that have spent a week either defending Judge Moore
or at
least telling you to wait until you know more.
He had me convinced. I'm thinking on this Roy Moore thing. Like, yeah, you know what? We shouldn't all just rush to judgment. And then watching him last night just immediately.
Rush to judgment?
Rush to judgment.
That's exactly how we opened his show yesterday afternoon as well.
Yeah.
It's like, you know.
How do you do that and not consider? I mean.
I don't know.
I don't like Al Franken. I don't like Roy Moore. But I'm not going to say one it deserves patience because they're a Republican and the other one deserves to have a rush to judgment because they're a Democrat. I mean, I do not politicize this.
No, there's no room for politics in this.
No, but that's what they're doing on both sides and always have because it's all fair game.
Right. Without a doubt.
And they all just brush it off like, well, that's just the way it is. It doesn't have to be. You don't have to do it. You don't have to be evil scumbags. You could be decent human beings. This is why nobody wants to get in your profession.
And those who do, we'd rather you didn't.
No, I mean, there's nothing more favorable to me than a reluctant candidate at this point.
Right.
Anybody that wants to be a part of that cesspool, you got to question why. That, I mean, really wants to.
Yeah.
So I think Lindsay hit it on the head earlier. We're at a tipping point of almost saturation where people are just going to quit paying attention to this altogether because it's just dot, dot, dot. And we treat it all, I mean, it doesn't matter what it is, Drudge Report, I mean, no matter what you're consuming, the media. And I think that's the problem, too, is that the Judge Moore supporters or hardcore Republicans are only consuming what they want to consume and hearing what they want to hear, and the Al Franken supporters are only consuming what they want to hear and what they want to, you know, that what agrees with them, and never do those two things ever, you know, come across each other.
No.
In a world, in a day when we have more information at our fingertips than ever before, we are more isolated in how we consume our information just based on R or D or political beliefs, or they must be bad because they're not us. I get so tired of all of it. Just have a little common sense in your life.
Please.
Is that way too much to ask for? And inform yourself. And inform yourself about things you don't necessarily agree with.
Right.
And then call out hypocrisy when it's hypocrisy. You can't do what Hannity did. You can't. I mean, you just, where is your credibility when you spend a week lecturing everybody about waiting for the facts? And then the first thing you want to do is convict Al Franken day one. How can you have those two thoughts at the same time?
I don't know how you balance it out or justify it in your own mind, but some people do.
I guess. I don't know how they do it either. We're going to take a break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.